If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you a preacher or someone who desires to preach the Word of God? Join us for the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Preaching Workshop 2015. This workshop is designed to equip preachers to deliver the Word of God with substance, effectiveness, and relatability. This two-day workshop will be held Friday, July 17th, and Saturday, July 18th. Registration has begun, so be sure to sign up soon. Call 215-885-2585 to register. That's 215-885-2585. Or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
Verse 22, it says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." She fell down and worshiped him. And look at this. After she worshiped him, you thought the Lord would have said, "Well, baby, come on, get up, get up. Come on, come on now. Come on, I'll take care of it. Jesus will fix it for you." No. When she was through worshiping, he looked at her and said, "It's not proper to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." Now, even though she was a Canaanite, she wasn't totally hood. Because you baby boomers, you know, born between 46 and 66, you baby boomers know that there are a few phrases that'll snap you right out of the spirit. Somebody talking about your mama? Somebody call you a dog? Hold on, no, I'm okay. No, I'm all right. And Jesus calls her a dog. First, he ignored her. At that point, I don't think too many of us will stay around. Then after he ignores her, he clearly identifies his generational, his racial constraints. I'm only sent to my own generation, to my own race, to my own ethnicity. Jesus, he told her outright, "I'm not sent to you. I'm not sent to you." She worshiped him. After she broke that initial barrier of connection through worship, because it is very difficult for us as children of God to be instructed to do good to all, but especially those of the household of faith, and watch God put his mercy on sinners, drug dealers, and murderers. "It's not proper to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." This is the reason why I tell you, you have to study the scriptures. This is the reason why I tell you, I'm an etymologist. I study words. Words mean something. You cannot just look for the meaning that we have in our society. We cannot do that, because we will vitiate, we will weaken the word of God if we try to apply modern technology and standards to words that don't apply. When we see this passage and we see where Jesus calls her a dog, so to speak, we begin thinking in the negative. But when one pours into the noun and sees that the Greek noun is Canarian, "It's not proper to take the children's bread and cast it to the Canarian." He doesn't use the word kuan, which is the offensive word for dog. That's the wild dog without an owner. They run around and they do destructive things. Jesus wasn't calling her a kuan. He called her a canarian, and a canarian was a house puppy. The reason why you cannot use this passage to justify the application of your faith is because Jesus said, "I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then she says, "Lord, help me." And then he says, "It's not proper to take the children's bread and give it to dogs." And he uses the canary. And then she comes back in verse 27 and says, "Yes, you're right. But the house puppies get crumbs that fall from their master's table." First of all, Jesus is someplace that he has no business being. He makes this point clear when he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Since Tyre and Sidon are not part of the 12 tribes of Israel, nor their boundary, why are you here? Because God knows that there are individuals that may not be in his directive plan that are in his associative plan. In other words, the mercy of God goes where the justice of God cannot take him. The mercy of God takes him where the justice of God cannot. In other words, when you were in your sin, you were entitled to death. God couldn't deal with you because you were a sinner, and you couldn't deal with him because he was too holy. But God released something called mercy, and it was mercy that drew you to him. And contrary to what you Armenians think, you did not find Jesus. He wasn't lost. He found you, lost in your sins, broken down, dead along the side of the road. He picked you up, and the mercy of God brought him where his justice could not take him. All for the mercy. Verse 27, she recognizes the theological truth of what he's saying. That the dogs can't get the meat. They can't get the bread. But she identifies that there must be something in it for me. Because you came up here. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, I'm there. Well, why is he here? Because somebody needs a touch. Amen. You don't need a touch from the preacher. You need a touch from the preacher's God. Jesus shows up in our worship service to eliminate your heavy burden so that you do not walk out of here with the burden you walked in here with. Jesus doesn't show up just so that we could say we had church. He shows up so that we could be the church, so we could go out and be light to a dying world, so that we could go out and show them that there is a God and he cares about them. How do you know he cared? Because he cared about me, and he brought me out of my dilemma. And I smoked 5 packs a day, but I'm delivered. I was on crack, but I'm delivered. I was a prostitute, but I'm delivered. I was a homosexual, but I'm delivered. I was an alcoholic, but I'm delivered. I was a gambler, but I'm delivered. I was a sinner, but I'm delivered. By faith, like the woman, we mustn't give up. Like the woman, we must take those quiet times when God isn't speaking to us. Not as him saying, you're not going to get it, but as him saying, how close are you to me? God, even though you're not answering me, I'm going to stay here and worship you. The woman learns the lesson. She worships. She takes the ignoring. She even listens for the hint. During her limitation, oh God, when God is silent, it's because he's already spoken. He said, wait a minute, preacher. What did he say to her? If we go back to verse 22, this Canaanite woman from the coast of Tyre and Sidon identifies Jesus through his Davidic line. She knew in whom she believed, and she was convinced that he was able to do exceeding abundantly. If she had just walked up to him and said, Rabbi, she may not have stood the test of the following passages, but she said, Lord, Son of David. She knew there was something about him. When you know somebody from a relational perspective. When our daughter was young, we promised her college. We said the only justifier was that you had to have at least a B. Because I ain't paying for C's. And so she went on to school. And when she finished at Temple, I remember one day she had talked to me the night before about her tuition. And the bill had come for her tuition. And I have a habit of not answering my daughter. It just upsets her, and I like teasing. So she'll talk to me and I just walk away. When she was a little girl, she would stay in the room and she would feel, as the young people say, some kind of way. But when I walk away from her now, she follows me. She said, "Dad, I'm talking to you." And I go sit down. "Dad, I'm talking to you." And I turn the television on. She said, "I'm talking to you. I'm your daughter. Turn that off." She pulled that relationship card. Then I turned to her, "What do you want?" Well, when she told me, she said, "Dad, the tuition bill's coming." And I walked away. 2 days later, the tuition bill came. She didn't say a word to me. I was in bed and I looked up and here she's walking into my bedroom. And I noticed she put something on my dresser, Ernie. I didn't pay it no mind. I figured, you know, it's my daughter. What could she put there? Probably some little innocuous list. But I got up in the morning, it was her tuition bill. I looked at it, wrote the check, mailed it off. When she came home, I said, "Why you just put that bill there and not say anything?" She said, "I didn't have to say anything. You promised me college." She said, "And when I told you about it and you ignored me, it didn't remove what you promised me. So I left it with you. I didn't carry that bill around all day. I didn't take it to school with me. I left it with you, casting all your cares upon Daddy." She had faith in what we promised her as a little girl. And she met the condition. Nothing less than a B. Because I told her I ain't paying for no C's. Nothing less than a B. God gave you conditions. Follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you and you shall be my sons and daughters. God gave you conditions. When the conditions are met, drop it off. Why are you carrying that problem? You lost your faith. Drop it off. Or maybe you're not meeting the conditions. Maybe there's some secret sin in your life. Maybe there's something that's not under the blood. Maybe there's some disobedience. Maybe like David, you went down to King Achish instead of coming back to the Lord God. Maybe your Ziklag is burning. But I got news, there's still mercy for you. There is still mercy that you can come back to a loving God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 05215A.
Parents, summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in the Bethel Deliverance International Church Summer Program, Camp Bethel. Camp Bethel features swimming, karate, barbecues, daily meals and snacks, and trips to places including Hershey Park, Camel Beach, and Ellis Island. Enrollment has begun, so don't delay. Call 215-885-2585 for more information or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.